Baron Sebastian there, Suki in the graveyard, and welcome to the SBFFL Cup podcast.
It's an apt introduction as well, I think, with Baron Sebastian.
Yes.
You don't get that on a lot of podcasts. In fact, we might have a licensing issue with this.
We could do, but if no one finds out.
I am a friend of Baron Sebastian.
Hopefully no one will listen to the podcast and then...
I think that's very likely.
Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, we've got to talk about the Fantasy League, because that's what this is for. So, do you want to say something about the Fantasy League?
Well, this week, we had the Cup, didn't we? The live Cup draw.
Just having a beer. I just opened a beer. It's Grosch. But there are many other brands that are also very good.
That's true. Such as Carlsberg.
Carlsberg. You shouldn't mention them all, because we're getting into more trouble. But
well, I'm just
this is a licensing nightmare. I don't know how we're going to deal with this.
Yes.
Anyway, the Cup. Yes, sorry.
Yeah, so you did the Cup draw this week. Right. First ever live Cup draw.
Thank you. Did you like the little X's I put? So it says Bevo team versus XXXXX.
I was at work at the time and
you didn't answer the question about the X's.
Yeah, I did like that. Yeah, I was just coming to it.
Okay.
I thought I'd do a little bit of preamble.
Oh, I like preamble. Go on, Sean.
Yeah, and I was at work, you know, doing a bit of stressful bit of work, and all of a sudden these emails start coming through, and it's like SBFL live draw. Yeah. I thought, what's going on here?
I know you criticised it. At the beginning,
though,
didn't you? Be honest.
You just took me by surprise.
Anyone that's listening.
You just took me by surprise.
You criticised. You said, you didn't tell me you were going to do it today.
You
didn't inform me.
As a 50% shareholder in Bevo
Holding,
I'd just like to be aware of what's going on.
But, yeah, you are. I'm glad you mentioned Bevo King Holdings, because I was wondering, should it not be King Bevo Holdings, but whatever.
Well, Bevo King.
That's alright. I did.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to change it, we can, if it means that much to you. But
anyway, going back to you criticised me about the draw.
Yeah.
You did, and that was a bit naughty, but actually you liked it, and we've had some nice feedback from people.
And I think, you know, credit where credit's due, it was your idea. And
it was.
And it worked a treat.
You did give me the ball, and I did run with it.
Yeah,
absolutely. So thank you.
Yeah. I believe your lovely lady wife did the draw.
For the fiancé.
Yeah, well.
I hope she's going to become like a regular character in our podcast.
Yeah. If she's listening, hello Emma.
Hello Emma.
Yeah.
That's
good draw work, by the way. Yeah, I was pretty pleased with my drawing Mark.
Yeah, the Garston Derby, I do believe.
Garston Derby,
yeah. Do you like, are you on the desk next to him at work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you really? Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, he's, my name came up and we were all both sat there wondering. Pop up and lo and behold, Mark's team came out, and I was pretty happy with that.
I know you feel pretty confident about that, as you were saying.
Well, you know, the Cup is obviously a one-off, but with a two-legged system.
We got a new two-legged system.
Yeah.
You didn't get that under former chairman dictatorship.
Any Bolland. Former chairman. Yeah.
Well, any former.
Yeah.
Criticise Bolland.
Stop saying yeah a lot.
You feel you're saying yeah a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get some listener feedback. I see you fell into the trap saying, yeah, I can't ask you.
That's right. But where were we anyway? Yeah, under previous chairman's, there was no two-legged format, so it's really something.
Obviously a one-legged final, which is only a one-off.
It's about taking the cup and taking whole lead onto that next stage, isn't it?
I think that as the kind of current holdings, Bevo King Holdings or King Bevo Holdings, I think we have taken it all to a new level. I mean, the website's superb.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you didn't get that under bottom. It's a very static website.
I felt he kind of started off well with his whole chairmanship.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, he reached cruise control. And, you know, whilst you're happy with that for a while.
And as soon as he said that Lynn was having a baby, I mean, it's just he couldn't dedicate. He couldn't be responsible for such a...
I think it needed to be taken off his hands.
Yeah.
Or more important things to do.
Sweaty little hands. Yeah.
Well, not so little, are they?
They're kind of ham-fisted. Plates with sausages around the outside. Sorry, we shouldn't be cussing.
Let's cuss someone else.
Yeah, that's
Damien Hall, because he can't really do
that. Where the fuck is Damien Hall?
I believe he's in South America.
He was a founding father.
Yeah.
He just fucked off.
He just left just like that.
I know.
not a word barely for 4 years, and he expects us to still call him his friend.
Yeah, it's for the best of the disgusting Hall years. When was that, 95 to 97, the Hall years?
I was hoping we would go there. No, because, you know, we haven't got long enough to talk about that. You know my feelings on the matter of the Hall years, and his undermining of my very successful 4 years in charge.
I think it's 5 years, wasn't it? Was it four?
4 years, I think. Four seasons.
You're in charge for a long... That was a big chunk of fantasy league.
It was
a big chunk,
wasn't it?
So any other cup, you're playing Mark. We were talking about the cup. You're playing Mark, yeah, and you're happy with that, and that's good. Other draws, Pants is playing
Pants, and a new team name, the Vagina Decliners, I believe they're called.
The Vagina Decliners. Does he win for the best team name?
Well, potentially. Yeah.
That's very good. I do like Tom. Quick mention for Tom in the Champions League. His team's real social dad. Oh,
that was genius. Yeah.
Genius. Yeah, that's our favourite team name of all time.
What, real social dad, or
no?
What is
what? No, not is that. What is generally of all time?
That's difficult.
I can't remember any in truth.
No, it's all blur.
I know, I'm rubbish at team names.
Yeah, they change every year, so you kind of forget them, don't you?
Yeah. But that's something I wonder if we should change. We should actually establish proper
names.
Team names.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
I'm quite happy to be called
Arsenal.
It does
bring something a bit extra, you know, think of your team name, because you've got the whole... But when you pick a player...
I fear this is dull for the people listening, which there are none.
We've gone off the subject a bit.
So Pants is playing Bear Eggers, Heather.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to play, and that'll be a mighty battle of two Pants,
the Jolly Sailor.
Yeah, there's a very gay theme running through that time.
That's
with the Jolly
Sailor,
the pub she has.
The end of the Giant's
Fire. So hopefully, Pants will be entering the Jolly Sailor and getting some success.
Well, not if his team name's anything to go by.
The Giant Decliners, yeah.
Anyway, so what are the ties of the round do we have? Who did Tom
play? I'm playing Calv. Calv, actually, I think he swore at me on the email when he heard it, and then he said, threatened that he wasn't going to come out with me last night, Friday night.
Because of the draw?
Because he was so cross that he was playing against me.
He felt...
not playing.
Why was he cross?
Well, because he fears me.
Chances.
He fears me. He thinks that's... He just conceded.
But, anything if you want to win the cup, you can't avoid the big hitters.
Exactly.
All
actually,
the way through.
Interestingly, none of the big hitters, I would argue, have come up against each other in this.
That's right.
Which was
that could make for a more interesting quarter final.
Possibly, yeah. It's almost like seeded. No offence, Cal and the rest of it, but it is almost like seeded.
So, talking of when are the when's the first?
The first is the 18th of November.
I believe 18th,
19th,
right,
and then I think the next one's like the 31st or something. But anyway, that'd be good. And then I think the next one is in December. Then the second round.
I thought it was. Oh yeah, the second round.
And then it's like not until March or something.
No, this isn't the quarters in January, I believe.
Well, the quarters is the second round, isn't it? Because there's only a few of us. Oh, and Jelf, just so you know, Jelf and Lynn have got a bye to the second round.
That's right. Yeah.
Who else?
Why have they got a bye again?
Got a bye? Just they're nice and
nice people.
No, it's basically just to sort out the numbers. There's too many people. So as league champion.
Yeah, let's just have a look at the other ties of the round, shall we? Deep against Frank the Tank.
Mm.
That could be interesting because Frank the Tank having a bit
of a
hard
time.
I'm
impressed with Frank the Tank. He comes. He's got a big reputation, Alex. Hasn't he?
2005 league champion. I think.
Yes, that's true. That's absolutely true. And he's very good. And he's been solid since he joined the league. But it's just there's a lot of talk about him, you know, being a big hitter in the Telegraph or something. You know, he once finished like 3 millionth or something.
3 millionth?
Yeah, something like that. And
it's not bad.
Maybe a bit higher than that.
Let's have a look at his team. Should we see what players he's...
I wonder. I don't want to slag him up because Alex, you know, he's a big threat. Everyone knows that, let's be honest.
I mean, just looking down his team list now, Rayner, Bouet, Taylor, Brown, Carragher, Lampard, Downing, Cahill, Nigel Rio, Coker, or Rio
Very
Coco.
Very sure, Rio Coker.
As Graham Taylor likes to call him.
Is that true?
Rio Coco, yeah.
He's like the Prince Philip of the Premier League.
Darren Bent and Robbie Keane, so... I don't know.
No, I think it's fair to say there's rubbish all over the pitch there.
yeah.
And I was at a party recently and Rio Coco was there and he was very short.
Really?
Very short.
Really?
And I thought...
spending some on the telly.
I didn't recognise it to start with.
Yeah.
And I thought, cause, and then I thought, is it him? And then I thought, well, God, you can't but be that short.
It's all very well saying his team's rubbish, maybe, but let's see what Deep's offering up in competition against
Deep. So I mean, Deep's cleverly bought Lauren, who's going to be out until at least
January.
Yeah. Has been out. Lennon, I mean, Lennon's. I wonder if he's that high a point scorer. He's often.
Yeah.
No, he's got a question mark.
Deep's judgment there. Yeah.
But does he? Is it confirmed that he actually has Lennon?
Yeah. He's got. That's his whole team. Yeah.
Okay.
So over Fabian Martins and Bennett McCarthy up front, quite untried and untested, and they seem McCarthy's had a good start to the season. Scored a couple of goals, I believe. But Martins.
I liked him at Inter. He always looked like a bit of a super sub at Inter. And I don't know, it's a risky foreign
mind. A bit of a black hole for a
player. He plays for Newcastle. Well, yeah, absolutely. It's like a fucking Geordie vacuum.
Yeah.
Should I swear?
Geordie vacuum. I believe I
swear. Only Geordie vacuum is the swearing. I meant.
I did swear earlier, but I think I might have got away with it.
What words did you use? As a general rule, if you avoid the C word, I think you're okay.
Okay, yeah, I think mine was more close to
I
the
think comes
word.
Too strong for the radio.
Yeah, don't say fucking cunt then.
Oh, I get you doing your Johnny Cash bit.
I thought it was Avid Merriam, actually.
Oh, that's Michael Pogue, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Johnny Cash did that thing in Falls from Prison.
Okay, so
moving on. What other draws we should say about the other draws? Yeah. And then maybe we should come back and let people know some of the teams that have entered recently.
Ah, yeah, that's a good idea.
Because there's some new...
maybe we can follow that up in a later podcast.
We'll see. Anyway, the rest of the draw, Yorkshire Rippers, Vicky. Vicky's first ever team, am I right?
That's right, yeah.
And she's playing Doc's team, who hasn't got a name, unless he wants to stick with Doc's team. But Doc, if you could send that on a postcard, that would be greatly received.
Yeah, that could be an interesting one, because obviously the Yorkshire Rippers have started off quite well. But Doc is...
Come on.
Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some pretty poor players in that team.
Doc's team, he's got like 39 points, and oh, that's pathetic.
But yeah, that could be an interesting one. Not sure which way that could go. If Doc's team could gel a bit more.
Yeah.
Could come through. So yeah, there's that round. Who else?
There's another round, probably.
I think we've covered everyone, haven't we? You're playing.
I said I'd play Gower, yeah. Yeah, no, Damo Tom, did we mention that?
I think we talked about the plates and sausages.
Yeah,
we talked about Tom and his chairmanship. Yeah. We didn't talk about the cup pairing. Anyway, that's the cup. The ties are coming up in November. And we'll play out with Balan Sebastian, who we played in with.
Lovely stuff.
And we'll see you again soon.
I wonder if that's going to sound like proper professional shit.